It would be easy, I suppose, to go on and on with 1 John. If you understood what was just read and thoroughly have digested and got it all down pat, you're far ahead of me. A lot of words, a lot of things going on there, and simply not enough time to figure out what it all means. I want to focus on two things real quickly from 1 John 5. The first is that there is a sacramental reference in there that helps us gather things up. The water, the blood, and the Spirit. You see that we're set for baptism. Next week we'll have communion as our first of the month comes around again. And it's a reminder to us how deep the faith of Jesus Christ is ingrained and embedded and woven into our lives. It's not just a mind thing. It isn't just a heart thing. It is even a physical thing. It goes through all of our life. And the writer of the letter has got one primary purpose, that those who know Jesus don't forget that Jesus knows them and loves them. And you have to sit with this passage for a while before you really hear it. But the reality is that the writer wants you to be assured that God's grace, love, embrace is already here for you. You have what you need in Christ for eternal life. He is encouraging people who know Jesus to continue strong in the way. Oh, the way. And now I can tie back to what I really want to talk about. Blessed are those who walk in the way of the Lord. Now, I don't know about you, but if you're at my house and you have my dog walking around, you know what it means to have somebody in your way. Mickey just kind of walks around. He's almost 15. He's feeble. He's just getting old. And so he walks around, and he always has done this, just getting in the way. And you could every once in a while hear somebody say, "Mickey, get out of the way." Poor dog. He just doesn't know what to do. So he tries to get out of the way. Well, you can't possibly get in God's way and not be unaffected. Now, you might say, well, no, you're talking about getting on the right road to God. Well, we could be. But I want to talk about getting in God's way. Because in a lot of ways, that's what's missing from our lives. We try to stay out of God's way. In fact, if we want to truly enjoy what God has given us, we need to get in God's way. Because getting in God's way is getting in the way of love, of beauty, and of all things that are right. Well, how do we get in God's way? Let me suggest that there are several ways. Most of them require other people. Most of them require other people. You see, getting in the way of God means that you have to get with other people. We cannot delude ourselves anymore that somehow God will be more present to us when we are isolated, individualized, compartmentalized, and separated from other people. And you say to yourself, what other people are so sinful and bad, and they really drive me nuts, and they're always aggravating with their constant stuff. Well, so are you doing that to them. And the truth of the matter is, if you want to get in God's way, you're also going to be with other people. The first way that we get in God's way is both individual, personal, and corporate, social. That's by prayer. Prayer is one of the ways in which we get in God's way. And in particular, when we pray, it is the times when we don't talk, but listen, where we have a conversation with God as opposed to having a moment where we dictate to God what exactly God will do for us during the day or for somebody else. Where we listen to God, we will find ourselves in God's way in a wonderful, wonderful fashion. So that what is false and unimportant in our lives can be named and identified and set aside, and what is true and right about our lives can be embraced and affirmed. Now, I don't know about you, but I ask, is that what happens in your prayer life, both as a person and as a group of people? Do we find ourselves overwhelmed by God's presence so that what is true is emphasized and what is false is set aside? Prayer is one of the ways we get in God's way. Another way that we get in God's way is study. How many people here learn? How many people here, when you were first born, knew what a CD-ROM was? How many people know what a CD-ROM is now? You know, I never thought that there'd be a day when I felt like I was old, but I remember, you know, prior to calculators, prior to compute, and the kids just look at you like you're nuts. They can't imagine a world. And indeed, who can now imagine that world? We all can learn. But learning in God's way asks us to know something about God and from God's sources, and from God's perspective. And it's both individual and corporate. We can learn on our own, but some of the best learning we have, even in school, and even under other structured circumstances, is when we learn with others. Getting in God's way together allows us to learn together about the truth and the rightness and the goodness and beauty of God. And it's so difficult to hold on to truth and beauty that sometimes we need each other to help us do that. Prayer and study. Another way in which we put ourselves in the way of God is when we worship. Now you might say to yourself, well, I worship by myself. No, when you're by yourself, you're doing something that is very much like worship, but it is not worship. It's devotion to God. It's expression to God. It's prayer to God. But when we gather together on any day, but usually Sunday, and we praise God together, we are affirming together and holding tight for each other together our place before God in praise and thanksgiving, in gratitude and in service. In fact, when we come together in worship, we are providing God a way to rush into our lives in grace and help us and feed us and strengthen us and help us to bear fruit in God's name. Worship is so important. And absenting yourself from worship is getting out of God's way. It is not getting in God's way. Now, there's times when we need to take breaks and vacations, and that's wonderful. We should do that. But the habitual, intentional rejection of worship as one of the primary ways in which we place ourselves in God's way and in God's grace is not right. It is contrary to biblical principles. Another way in which we put ourselves in God's way is through service. You cannot be in service to God if you're not in service to others. And we understand that at this church in ways perhaps that are extraordinary compared to others. You can see it in our concern for those military families who are experiencing separation. You can see it in our concern for those who are impoverished on the Route 1 corridor. You can see it in our concern for those who need school kits. You can see it all over in the Bread Run, in Meals on Wheels, in supporting families, in neighborhood networks, in paying our apportionments, in doing all sorts of things. Being in service to others. Being for others. On behalf of others. Those are just some of the ways we can be in God's way. Now, I don't know how many people here have ever done something called river walking. When I was a kid going to camp, one of the things that we used to do is we used to hike rivers. We didn't hike beside the river. We didn't hike near the river. We hiked in the river. Now, I don't know about you, when I got in the river, I never was able to stop the river, even as big as I am. I never got in the way of the river in a way that hindered it. I always got in the way of the river so that I got wet. But I didn't stop anything from happening. Indeed, the river was able to make what the river does happen, whether I was there or not. And in many ways, that's the same way as it is with God. The river is there. The river of grace is flowing. The river of grace even is flooded. Now the question for you and I will be is whether we're going to walk in the river or walk away or on the sides. Walking in the river will never stop the river from flowing, but it sure will make you a part of the river in ways that you never knew before. And you will work with the river to get yourself up and above, but you will be in the river. And so, the invitation is to get in the way of God's grace, to put yourself by what you do as a person and by what you do with others, to put yourself in God's way, to put yourself in the enormous love of God, a river pouring forth, a river of love, a river of renewal, a river of life. Oh, another biblical metaphor. Folks, blessed are those who walk in the way of the Lord, for they are like a tree planted by the stream. They bear fruit and never lose their life. Get in the way of God and God's grace. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you that your river of grace flows whether we get in or not. Gracious God, help us to get in the way. Strengthen us feed us, keep us alive, help us to bear fruit. In Jesus' name, amen.